You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, last segment we were talking about the toaster present. And I don't care. But apparently Dilla is a male. And the Jags insider podcast host Clay knows this. Basically, us Jags fans group funded a toaster for Trevor and also $7,000 and rising donation to a charity of his choosing. First of all, I think it's kind of funny that you're a Jags fan, Clay.
Well,
I mean, who's a Jags fan?
Clay is.
Why?
Is he from Jacksonville?
No, honestly, why?
Maybe he grew up with
why those... is anyone a Jags fan?
Maybe he grew up with those Mark Brunell teams.
Oh, good. What'd you do? Nothing?
Well, they got to an AFC title game.
Yeah, great. All right.
A couple times. Oh,
well, yeah, and they also got there with Leonard Fournette, okay?
With, Blake Bortles.
Well, no, I didn't say. No, it wasn't Blake Bortles.
He was the quarterback of that team, wasn't he?
It was defense and Leonard Fournette.
Didn't Blake Bortles have a lead in the fourth quarter against New England? Have you ever done that? Huh?
Blake?
What? Have you ever done that? What?
No, I haven't.
All right, then. Okay. Have you ever been a pro quarterback?
I've never lost to them either with a lead in the fourth quarter.
Have you ever been a pro quarterback with an AFC title game appearance and leading the Patriots in the fourth quarter on the road? Have you?
Have I ever lost to them?
No, because you weren't good enough to make it. Thank you.
No, I haven't.
Put some respect on that man's name.
Okay. No, Blake. Yeah, Blake certainly has. Since that time, wow.
Well, yeah, his defense gave it up. You have a 10-point lead. You can't hold it. That's on the defense.
And maybe on the fact that you can't move the ball and hold on to it.
If you're up 24-14, get some stops. That's all I'm saying. Blake Bortles like, get some stops, Jalen Ramsey. Get your trash ass out there and get some stops.
Wow. Oh, you got a guy who got two first-round picks for you?
Should he have gotten two first-round picks?
No. People are throwing draft picks. Maybe they just don't consider draft picks valuable
anymore. The Rams haven't.
Yeah, they never do.
Well, the Rams were in win-now mode, which means they threw a bunch of stuff out there, paid people way too much.
Just like the Texans.
Yeah.
They did the Texans move, but did it better.
But to clean it up, Trevor Lawrence's now wife was not requesting donations for a toaster. It was just a crowdsourcing thing by a Jags podcaster to get it done. I should have known. There's no way Trevor Lawrence is marrying someone named Dilla.
Well, she could have been Camilla Dilla or whatever.
No.
I don't care.
No.
Whatever. Greg is here. And we got Jerry Bow, okay? I got a story about Jerry Bow, okay? Jerry Bow knows. But Greg is here. Hey, Greg.
Morning. How we doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, good. Hey, Lance, I wanted to ask you real quick. You know, I've called in and we've talked about the number six pick. I think ad nauseum at this point, so we kind of get that. But I wanted to ask kind of just real quick what you thought they might do at 18. I mean, do you think they go with a running back maybe at the end or something, or do you still think it's Kwity Paye? And then I wanted to ask you, and I'll hang up and listen. I want to ask you real quick. I enjoy all of your impersonations, and I remember you saying that you started with Wolfman Jack way back in the day, but I wanted to ask which one that you felt like you did the best.
Ed Fowler, who used to be my best imitation is Ed Fowler, without question.
Yeah.
If
you started listening less than 20 years ago, then you won't.
Yeah. Ed Fowler was a columnist for the Houston Chronicle, and he was... And he had a sports talk show at KSEV when they had a sports talk. And then he went over to 610 and was one of the original hosts over there on 610. He and Mike Edmonds. Yep. Was a long time, you know, sports voice here. And they had the morning show that me and John ended up taking over. And Ed would. So I think my invitation to Ed is probably the best. But I did a pretty good imitation of Oscar, Mac Brown's fooled people before. Yeah. Granny B, Michael Bennis's grandma. Coach Hayes, who was my basketball coach in high school. I think I did a pretty good Coach Hayes imitation. Not as many people are going to know that one, or Granny B.
No, Granny B is a little bit more difficult. Bernice, can you give us Kamel. A little sample of Granny B?
She just, well, I would call Michael, my dog, Poof.
She had a poodle named Poof who was blind, and I would call like Joe Bennis his dad and fool Joe. He was the guy I could trick, and like, Joe, Poof ran into the door, and I think he might have a concussion. And like, okay, well, you need to come home and check on Poof. I really can't come home right now and check on Poof. The blind 16-year-old.
And Michael's in the background laughing.
Oh, no, I would just do that from my house just because I was bored. I would just call Joe.
Well,
yeah, Michael didn't even know. I would just call and just try to fool him.
Did you tell him then?
Hey, yeah, and he loved it. He thought it was hilarious. Oh, no, I'd hang up.
And then, well, what if he went over to see Poof?
That's great. Then that means I did my job.
Well, what the hell?
Is the imitations.
But yeah. He'd been worried. He had about his mom and Poof.
That means I did my imitations. I used to try to, like, my dad would laugh when I'd do imitations when I was a kid of certain things about U of H when he was there or whatever. But, you know, always that kind of class clown stuff. But always people who are around me, like the Van Chancellor, you hear that. But
that's why, nationally,
the one with the, but Ed Fowler's probably the one, because Ed had such a,
it was so funny,
such a bunch of,
all right,
he did this.
What about the 18th pick?
Oh, who cares about that?
Okay.
No. I don't think Quiddipay is going to be on the board. I think Quiddipay is going to be gone, the defensive end from Michigan, so he won't be there. It wouldn't shock me if they got frisky and traded back again, if they like a running back, if they traded back again, because there's three really good running backs, Najee Harris, Travis Etienne, and Javonte Williams. So there's three top dogs in this draft. And
all three of them could be the best.
At some point, I know people are going to say, we'll just pick and quit trading back all the time. For what? If I'm Miami, I'm going to be like, no, shut up. If we want them, now what I would do is draft them in the first round. And analytics people lose their mind. There's no value for running backs. 5 years for a running back where you get 5 years and then you can franchise them. You get 6 years and move on if you want. And they're franchise them twice and get seven.
And the franchise isn't prohibitive. It's not that penal because they don't make that much.
And so, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, I think you do draft a really good running back in the first round because you do get them longer.
Now, later in the first round.
Yeah, later in the first round. But I think Miami would be, I think it'd be smart to draft that. But they also need a pass rusher and what else? A linebacker. A linebacker could be a play for Miami also, could be in play. If they traded back, Jamin Davis from Kentucky is really moving up. He's a good football player too. So I think Miami, if they're at 18, I think they may look to trade back again and just keep picking up picks. If you can get the players you want and still add picks, why would you not do it?
No, you do it.
I guarantee you the Colts and Seattle Seahawks will try not to even pick in the first.
Let's get Jerry Bowe in here before we take a break. Jerry Bowe, who the other night was in the $100,000 summer warm-up over at Prime and made the final table. Unfortunately, he was first out because his ace-king got cracked by ace-queen.
You still get paid, though, right?
Oh, he got paid. He made a couple grand. He made a couple of large. Yeah. Way to go, Jerry Bowe.
Hey, I like to recap that tournament. I told people I went out on my shield. You know, I went in with the ace-queen called. You live for those spots, right? You're trying to double up on the final table. I was at this UFC fighter that was getting submitted, and I made up my mind I wasn't tapping out. They put me to sleep. And that's when I heard you were calling the final table, John, I told myself, I have to get there. When there was about 13 people left, I was probably like third or fourth in chips. I get in the hand. I don't know what I was doing in this damn hand. You know, sometimes you're playing poker and you're like, what am I even doing raising this hand? And then I look up and it's like two people before the money. And I'm like, man, let me get out of here. And that's how I ended up low chips on the final table. I was doing good before that hand. Either way, I had to make it there. But I'm calling y'all for a different reason right now. I'm calling from an undisclosed location right now. That's how good of a bet I have. I don't want anyone to even know where I'm at, right? So check this out. You're going to go to Champions League today. And I don't regularly do this. I just want to make sure that you get on the right bet. I'm going to bet a kitten. That's what I'm doing right now. But they want it up front. Okay? So that's what I'm thinking about right now. So I'm going to bet a kitten on Champions League, PSG versus Bayern Munich today. And in that game, there's one thing that I can tell you. There's going to be goals. So you're going to bet over first half, and then you're going to put your kidney on the over 3.5 for that game. And that's all I got for you. I just wanted to make sure that I got there.
Kidney bets.
Kidney bets.
Kidney bets.
Uh-oh. You heard him.
A kidney bet.
You that, heard that, man.
If you guys are trying to figure out, that's soccer, by the way, Champions League. PSG is hosting Bayern. This is a second leg of their quarterfinal matchup.
Who won the first?
PSG. PSG won the they won 3-2 on the road, and our dearly departed Raheel was texting us about it. He's had some awful things
over
to say.
Over 3.5
for the total, and over for the first half. That's what he said. Bayern needs to score, particularly because they gave up 3 on the road, so certainly they have to try to turn that around, and PSG at home has the goal advantage with the win and the 3 goals on the road. So they're in a good spot, but Bayern can turn it up a little bit. So Jerry's saying watch for goals.
So it's you got to give long odds on it, too. It's 3.5.
120.
Minus 136 I got.
Oh, I saw 120.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I think kidney's worth a little extra juice.
Right?
If it's a kidney play, I think it's worth a little extra juice.
Yeah, it absolutely is. So there it is. I'm putting it down. Jerry Bow knows. I got the over, and I want to play over in the first half as well. Is that what you're saying?
That's what he said, yes.
Okay. I got that done. I got...
But he didn't say...
Over
he didn't
three and
say
a half.
Byron was going to win.
No, he just...
He did not say
he
that.
Just loves goals in this one.
Right.
And there were 5 scored in the first leg.
And so what's the under over in the first half? Now we got to find that. So you just got a Jerry Bow play. A kidney play.
1.5 is the over under for the first half.
1.5.
You just need 2, which is...
That's a lot in soccer.
It's true, but these teams put up numbers in the first leg. I don't imagine Bayern taking the foot off the gas considering what they need to get back in this.
All right, first halves, Bayern Munich and PSG over 1.5, playing it. What? Playing it. What?
And of course.
I like Bayern to keep that alive.
That's surprising that you'd like Bayern.
Why?
I don't know.
They're German?
Yeah.
You got a heritage, that's why.
No, I just think Bayern is, you get dog point. They've got to win twice now. Wait, it's.
They're down 3-2. Not only are they down.
Is it only two?
It's only 2 legs. So this is the final leg. Bayern is.
So they got to win by 2.
So even if Bayern won the game 1-0 or 1-0.
What if it's a push?
Bite your tongue 1-0.
I know we're betting, but even if they had won it.
Okay,
that's
Bayern
why,
wins
that's why
1-0.
I'm saying they're going to score goals.
7-6.
That's why I'm saying they're going to score goals, because even if they won it 1-0, they would still lose because they gave up 3 on the road. So they're going to have to score goals.
They got to open it up. So what, and that means that PSG has a chance to score 2.
Yes.
But so what does that mean if they're even after the first 2 legs?
Then they go to extra time. It ends today. But it'll just go into overtime in American language.
Both teams don't road goals value more. But
road goals value more. So the only way it would happen where it would go into extra time if it was the score was reversed 3-2 in Bayern's favor. So then it would go. That's an unlikely scenario that they would, but it could. They could go 3-2. But that would be an extremely extreme quarterfinal matchup that they both that it's a 6-6 tie going into. Or 5-5 tie going into the extra time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, Jerry, the logic is Byron's got to score goals. So that makes sense that he's playing the over.
Well, all right, 917 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-377. You got your play. That's all we can do for you. Right, Craig DeSurf, what can he do for you?
He can do a lot more for you. He can get you in a vehicle that is going to be right for you at your price, you know, what you're looking for. I mean, this is it. When it comes to going out to Angleton, and they understand that it's a little bit longer drive for you. It's about 42 minutes from my home, as a matter of fact, here in Houston. Making that trip out to Angleton is a big deal. But when you drive 15 extra miles or minutes, and then you save thousands of dollars, it makes it well worth the trip. And remember, you can do most of the car buying over the internet. You could actually do the entire car buying over the internet if you choose. If you say, look, I know what these vehicles are. I don't need to test drive. I don't need to look inside. I can look at all the pictures that are not stock photos. They're actual pictures of the vehicles online at LanceZCars.com. You could make your decision. This is what I want. Here's the price that I want to pay for it. And then they give you a trade-in value, and you take the dealer cashback incentives that they may have going on for that particular vehicle, and you're good to go. And that's how quickly it can happen. They can get you a vehicle delivered to your doorstep. They can make it that simple for you. And those are the professionals out of Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, GMC. And that is why I highly recommend them, because they have service, selection, value, price, and it's all right there online at LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Take the day off work and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Occasional Invitational presented by SiteJab.com, benefiting Kids Meals Houston. This year's tournament will take place Wednesday, April 28th at 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages from Michelob Ultra, lunch from Uberito, 18 holes of golf, and a quick, socially distant dinner and award ceremony immediately after the tournament. Register now at ESPN975.com.
921 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you like to get here on ESPN 97.5. Let's get Mark in here. Mark, what's going on?
Good morning, gents.
How are you?
Hey, side note. Lance, your coach Lou Holtz was really solid. Don't forget
that. I forgot about Lou.
That was good stuff. Yeah. And also, too, I don't know who the guy was, but Coach Slocum on a mobile never failed to disappoint.
His name is Hunter. His name is Hunter, and it was all off the top of his head. We never scripted anything with him. None of our stuff was ever scripted, but his imitation as R.C. Slocum was as good an imitation as I've ever heard of anything, probably.
Yes.
R.C. Slocum's son was confused. R.C. told us a story about how...
R.C. was confused.
Yeah, it was R.C. He told us at Texans camp one time, he goes, well, I was driving in my car, and all of a sudden... And he goes, I'm listening to you guys on the radio, and then I hear me talking about something, about a Gulf Coast offense and a super tight end. And I was like, I don't remember talking to these guys on an interview. And my son says, well, that sounds like you, Dad. And then it turns out it wasn't me. Yeah, it wasn't. It didn't sound like you. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, so a question. Since the Texans have rewritten the book on how not to run an NFL franchise, I'm curious as to who what should we aspire? In other words, you know, it seems like the great ownership knows when to, and they know how to hire good people, how to let them do their job. There's times when you need to get involved, like for a big contract or something, and then when a crisis comes, you have to get involved. Who amongst NFL ownership would you see as the gold standard? And I'll just hang up and listen.
That's a great question. The NFL gold standard, John. A lot of people consider
The Rooneys have been. And Robert Kraft, obviously, got out of the way.
But it feels like Robert Kraft has been more in it. We heard about the triumvirate of him and Brady and Belichick not really getting along. And if you've got, it's not Jerry.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't. I think might have been Rooney's overplayed. It's 20 years that those three were together. So I think that's overplayed.
Rooney's are the first ones.
The Rooney's are the first ones you think of in Kansas City, the Hunts have been tremendous.
Hunts have been good.
Yeah.
And it's an original AFL team, and it's kept it inside the family.
Yep.
Those two might.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about what.
And then Cal is right there.
What about in Seattle?
That is hands off. He was so rich that
Paul
it
Allen.
Was, yeah, yeah, Paul Allen was so rich. It was just like, I guess it's the
is cool. It too much? Well, yeah, but
yeah.
They've had, it's been a pretty good run. Well,
they let Schneider
John
do,
Schneider
yeah,
let him
Schneider
do his job.
Schneider did his job, yeah. I mean, and
the Bolins were considered pretty good.
Yes, yeah.
You know, of course he passed away, but Denver's always been considered pretty good. The Browns with Cincinnati.
Then there's the
obviously.
Opposite end. It's Cal, Daniel Snyder.
Well, if you want bottom, so if we went top five, it would be in no particular order. I think it would be
Rooney's, Hunts.
Yep.
I think Kraft. I guess Paul Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what about the Maras?
The Maras have been great. Maras have been great. Now, they haven't made they haven't made.
Well, they've been pretty good over in, he's talking about with the Giants. I mean, we're talking about how an organization, and we're all talking about old family ownerships, too. Other than Kraft, I don't know when Kraft bought them, but, you know, the Maras, the, we're talking about names, but that's kind of, you're asking gold standard. I mean, they've been doing it for a long time. And the Maras, as much as how boring they've been, they've won a couple Super Bowls. It's been a team. It's been an organization that's been fairly solid over the years. What do you think about Amy Adams in Tennessee? Not Bud so much, but what Tennessee actually has been fairly solid since she took over.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Bottom five, bottom you probably five. Look at Texas.
Cal is lowest.
I'd say Jaguars with Shad Khan.
Well, the Johnsons in the with the Jets. The Daniel Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Brown with the Bengals. They're cheap, but is it, are they bad?
They they made the playoffs forever, but they certainly couldn't get over the top.
Some people used to try to point at the Bidwells. You know, that's just because you're you don't pay as much. If you're a little cheap, that doesn't make you a bad owner necessarily.
Well, but the old man wasn't great.
But those are easy ones. You're right.
The Greeks in San Diego.
Leonesis?
No. The Chargers owners.
What's his name?
Not Ted Leonis.
That's,
isn't that the Washington hockey guy?
Yeah. Didn't he do something with Golden State, too?
I don't know. Chargers owner. Why are we blanking out on that? Dean Spanos.
That's totally a different person.
Yeah it is.
So Spanos, one of the concerns is that their whole thing was they wanted to be more Hollywood, move to L.A., which is... I mean, the move to L.A. is going to go down as one of the horrific moves in NFL history. It's so stupid. Right. You're going to a place that doesn't care that much about football anyway, in the midst of the Dodgers putting together what could be a really big team. LeBron James is there.
Don't forget, Eli wouldn't even go to San Diego, the Chargers, because it was in large part because of ownership.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the number one overall pick and you don't want to go to a San Diego, I mean... the Ursays have been bad, but they obviously turned it around. Peyton turned that around.
You know, the Glazers were not always considered great, but they've had two Supermans.
But we got the gold standard here.
Worst. Well, this and Woody. I don't think you can just write off the Jets.
No.
But Cal.
And Snyder.
Dan Snyder.
There's a nice battle going on.
No, I think those three are clearly the bottom three.
Yeah.
Clearly. The bottom three. Once you get past that, I think Shad Khan deserves to be in there.
Make the list, Cal.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. Congratulations.
Where's Jerry?
Dan, big ups to the Texans again for being number one yesterday in the DeAndre Hopkins trade.
Yeah, tell people what the official award is.
It was the MIT Sloan Sports Awards. The best transaction.
Top transaction of the year.
2020.
Was the Arizona Cardinals trading for DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, so
which means the Texans won an award as well.
The Texans were part of that trade.
The greatest transaction of the year. A trade requires at least two parties, and the Texans are part of that, so they should get a piece of that award.
They got the Razzie.
Well, I mean, I guess, but they were part of the greatest transaction, so let's just give it up for them.
And that's Daryl Morey's group, which conveniently started it this year, as opposed to 2019 when he traded Chris Paul and draft picks for Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, that wasn't right.
That wasn't in there. 929, what about insurance? That should be in there.
TGS Insurance makes sure that you get the best potential offer. I did this just the other day because the time was up on my insurance, and so what did I do? I went and said, okay, TGS, let's find out what we're working with right now, and I texted the word money to 232323. Now, the company they got me previously, I had a very slight increase. But the savings, there wasn't a savings. So this was still such a good deal I had before that even with a very small increase of like $97, it was still the best. And that's what you do, though. Even if you don't switch over, why would you not want to know what the price is? You just like to go on Amazon and look for whatever the most expensive thing it is that you're getting. What's the most expensive thing? Well, what about a cheaper version of it? Nah, I don't want something that's less expensive for the same thing. A-rated insurance is A-rated insurance. And TGS Insurance shops from a variety of providers to make sure that you're getting the lowest price. And if you're not, they can help you switch over on the same day. TGSinsurance.com. Text the word money to 23-23-23.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 32 past. Dell, you're looking forward to it? Lance has a little quiz for us in the last segment before you
say... We got to spot the lie.
Before you say goodbye.
I have to... He's going to give us a pop quiz?
Pop quiz.
No, I'm just going to give you five headlines, okay, and you will spot the lie. Five little quick stories, and you'll spot the lie. See if you can spot the lie.
And what was your...
They're kind of crazy stuff.
What your initial question was, am I excited about
You're
it?
You're excited.
There's a new thing coming.
Lance is bringing it to the table, so yeah. No.
Yep.
I'm not excited. I feel like we're on the verge of a disaster.
And if you don't get it, I get a dab on both of you.
I don't think...
Bang,
I don't... Yeah, wait, I don't,
you, if we don't get it, you yeah. get the dab?
Yeah.
Oh, you dab
oh,
for
no.
the most...
This is our punishment?
Reasons.
Well, we could do something like Japanese game. This. Well, if you like, we can do something Japanese oh. game show to you, where you get what? Your junk slapped.
Why am I participating in your
something?
Game? What? I don't want to participate in your game.
Or you have to sing while somebody's doing something to you under the.
That
boy,
video,
they don't care on Japanese.
That
team,
video though. Was the. God, I wish I could just watch nothing but Japanese channels.
Game shows.
It's
game
unbelievable
shows.
Watching. Human, like they had human Tetris, where Tetris pieces would come down and it would knock humans into a, you know, water full of electric eels or something.
What?
It was like, they just do
wanna,
things. They don't care.
Man, I don't want to.
They're like, what do y'all think about this? Green light. They green light everything in Japan for game shows.
No. They don't care. Here, you could.
Green light. What about a girl
do
underneath
stuff
a,
to him while he's singing.
A, yeah, underneath a blanket while he's singing, like, yep.
Yep.
Let's see what happens. Y'all can do that in Japan?
Oh.
Play a WAP video, but we can't do that.
How about Hideki's going to light the torch for probably? No, he's probably going to light the torch mm-hmm. for the Olympic Games. How about that? Golfer. And Michael wants to talk about golf. Let's get him in here. Who doesn't? What's up, Michael?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing, man?
Doing all right. Delvin, how are you?
It's not my name, Michael, but
is,
go ahead.
It kind of is.
But just wanted to call in and say I signed up yesterday for the golf tournament, and I'm looking forward to it. And I just wanted to get John's take on Zalatoris that came in second and see if you think that he'll be the next up-and-coming golfer.
Yeah, we've been talking. I was reading up about him before the season started, and we talked about him on the Charlie Epps Golf Show about a couple months ago. I didn't think – well, listen, AJ had him on his team, and I liked AJ's team. I don't know who won in their little deal, but I liked AJ's team the best, and he had Will Zalatoris as his throw-in. Will Zalatoris is a really good young player.
I didn't realize that he was basically Spicoli from yeah. – but he looks just like Spicoli.
He's about 100 pounds maybe, and he just – he hits it a mile, and he's going to be really, really good. I didn't think he was ready to compete that high at that level, but he's a good player. Well, you got to watch for Will Zalatoris in the future. The obvious the best young players are Morikawa and Scheffler and Hovland. Matthew Wolf has fallen off a little bit from that, but he's going to be up there. But Zalatoris is a kid that you got to watch. 24 years old and he's playing like that. What? Yeah, Will Zalatoris. What? You can add him to the what list.
No, we're not adding him
yeah.
to the what list.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
boring.
Yeah. No. Will Zalatoris. Yeah. AJ won by 20 strokes. I was getting the business, too. I was listening to him after I picked AJ's team to win, and they were like, Fred's got the best team. It's not even close. Fred's going to win. You know, he doesn't know nothing. Ronaldo doesn't know nothing.
What are you okay. talking about?
Well, AJ, he, Aaron, and Fred picked teams, five guys mm-hmm. each. And I said, oh, I like AJ's team the best. And AJ kicked their ass. And Thank you. Good night now. So anyway, no, Will Zalatoris is going to be fun. Going to be fun to watch in the future. Dell, I bet you can't wait. Look at Dell's like, what? Let's talk more Will Zalatoris.
No, while you were doing that, I was looking up one of the actors from Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I told you. Most of the time when callers call in, I'm like, it's not worth it. And this just proves it.
No, it's perfect. Perfect.
I was like, oh, look. See how her career is going while you're talking about Will Zalatoris. Congratulations to you.
Who are you looking up?
I'm just looking at one of the young actors who's making a name for herself from Falcon the Winter Soldier. Because I'd rather do that than hear about Will Zalatoris. Mm. But now I'm back because we're not. Are we still talking about him?
Have you guys seen Sound of Metal?
I've Raheel's watched the in first, that movie, right? Raheel is in that, yeah.
Raheel in this
movie? I've watched the first 20 minutes.
He's up for the
Riz Ahmed for the Oscar.
Yeah, for the Oscar.
He's number two favorite.
Raheel is up for the Oscar.
I mean, Raheel, yeah, not Riz Ahmed.
Oh, who's number one? The guy from Judas and the Black Messiah?
You love this movie.
I thought he was great. You. It's Raheel
yes,
against
he
Del.
Is a big
it's
not favorite. Me. He's like minus
it's
5.
It's Raheel against Del.
Yes, Raheel versus Del.
Yeah.
Yeah, Del, you're the five, like
you're
minus
the, you're
5.
You're a big favorite,
Del.
Ah. No, this Am guy I? Looks like you, Del.
Okay, a little. Sure. A little.
No, I don't look like exactly. Daniel Kaluuya. I don't look like him.
Yeah, Kaluuya. Yeah.
I don't look like him. By the way,
so yeah, he's the big favorite.
Great character in Black Panther. I always tie it back to Marvel.
Wait, who was? He was a character?
He was he wasn't Black Panther. He wasn't the Black Panther, but he was in Black Panther.
Who was he in Black Panther?
He was the disloyal how do I put this? He was one of the military figures who wanted to like conquer the world. He sided with the villain pretty much.
Are we sensing a thing where Black Panther, because you know the other favorite is Chadwick Boseman, is like minus 1,000 to win for supporting actor? Of course he passed away. In his movie that I also haven't seen because it's
does he
Oscars
probably win now because of that?
Year?
I don't know. I don't know how the Oscars handles.
Well, I mean, they let that stupid movie win last year.
What stupid movie?
The Japanese movie.
Why? It wasn't Japanese.
Terrible.
It was Korean.
It's Korean and it was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
It was terrible.
It was a good movie.
I like that movie. We're not listening to him. He's not cultured.
No.
We can't listen to him.
Oh,
you're not
we
cultured.
Have to let a foreign.
We can't let.
You don't have to.
He's like, why didn't Umbrella
they don't have
me
to.
Win?
They
hey, Pongo was the best actor. Pongo was a great actor.
What about that?
Hey, how come Pongo doesn't win an Emmy?
That wasn't the best movie last year. Last year there was a much better.
Which one?
Oh, and before that it was The Water with the Fish.
Well, that was
Hollywood is so stupid.
Not it was
that was
Moonlight. You haven't seen any of them.
What was the best movie last year then?
I gotta look at Oscar.
All right then.
Okay. No.
No. He has a good one. Because he's brought it up a few times.
Yes.
It was good.
In 2020, what was the best movie that you loved?
No, he's right, because he likes a movie and it was pretty good. Although I thought
you don't even know what it is.
I thought Parasite was fantastic.
So did I.
Sucked.
We can't trust John. Certainly not part of the culture.
I thought Parasite was
this movie
was
so
good
he doesn't even remember the name.
Yeah, I mean, Jojo Rabbit should have won.
Oh, Jojo Rabbit
was much better.
Jojo Rabbit was fantastic.
Jojo Rabbit
was
way better. I like Jojo Rabbit,
and
it's not better.
Parasite didn't suck.
You're wrong.
It didn't
Thank
suck.
You.
Sucked.
The fact you say it sucked means you're wrong.
Yeah.
Jojo Rabbit was good.
Didn't he didn't
mean
like it
because
it's a Korean movie.
You know what? That's not why. I love the Koreans. I'm part of the community.
No, you're not.
No. Yeah, I am.
That's why you're anti-Korean.
Oh, KJ Choi? What
does that mean?
No.
You listed off
just
a
say
name.
What, and act like you're part of that.
That's
you
right.
listed off
you're
a name.
You're bashing.
Have you ever heard
as
me say KJ
As soon as Korea
Choi
wins
before?
Anything in the Oscars, Sean's like, damn it! He's storming around at home because it's not
no,
a Japanese movie.
No, because Jojo Rabbit should have won.
Jojo Rabbit was really good.
It was fine. I liked
Jojo Rabbit
it.
Was
Jojo
the one,
Rabbit
though.
Was excellent.
Way
anything
better.
Tiki Watiti does. Have you taken the time to watch any of What We Do in the Shadows yet?
No.
It's
oh, is that
great,
the vampire thing?
It's a mockumentary
yeah.
where they're like,
oh, no, I've seen some.
And
I've
Tiki Watiti is one of them. He's the fussy vampire where he's like, you've got to clean up this place. They all have a place together. And like, this dishes has had blood all over them for 500 years. Like, no one has cleaned up. It's so, it is such a good show.
He's fussy.
But Tiki Watiti, yeah, he's the, they even say that. He's the dandy. He's the 18th century dandy. He's a little fussy.
Okay.
He puts down newspapers.
I knew what you meant.
He puts down blankets and newspapers when he brings a girl over and she thinks they're, oh, this is romantic. And he doesn't want to get things on
blood.
The,
he doesn't want to get blood,
all, blood
over.
All over everything. So, he is the guy who, it was, that was his, his idea, Jojo Rabbit. If you haven't seen Jojo Rabbit, it's unlike anything you'll ever see. Obviously, there's Hitler's in it, and he's Hitler. And Hitler's with a little German
Hitler's
boy.
Hitler's an imaginary friend.
And Hitler's his imaginary friend, and there's a Jewish girl living in the house that's hiding, like, in their
a lot of mentions
attic type thing.
A lot of mentions of where are your horns. So you have
where are
to
your
be
horns, yeah.
You have to be able to take some of the what might be considered offensive if you're not if you don't kind of get the joke. But yeah, it was entertaining. I'm not gonna lie.
It's parody. I mean, it's satire. And where do you keep the souls that you steal? That the Jews steal? His little he's asking
this
the girl, and the girl ends
asking.
Up playing along just to kind of clown him. No, JJ Rabbit was really good.
Jojo, yeah.
I mean, Jojo Rabbit, but Jojo also was not the favorite last year. But Jojo Rabbit was up there. It was like third favorite.
Yeah, but
was,
they had to give it to a foreign movie.
You don't have to do anything.
Before. And they had to give it to the stupid water fish movie the year
Stop
before.
That wasn't even the year before. Parasite was good.
Green Book won the year before, which people hated.
Well, then the year before
was Moonlight over
was the water
was Moonlight.
Movie.
No.
You're going back like 3 or 4 years now with that water movie.
No, it wasn't.
That's what he's talking about. It didn't happen.
Well, which was the one they screwed up at the end and said, "Wait, they didn't win."
That was the Moonlight.
And the Oscar goes to. See if you can pull that audio. And the Oscar goes to La La Land.
We mean.
And people in La La Land comes up. Hold on, one second. Moonlight. And everyone's like, "What? Moonlight?" And then Moonlight people are like, "Get off the stage, La La Land people." And then there's all this thing. There was a mistake made. Right. And it's just mass hysteria.
Right. That was the last time we had an Oscar live, right? Or with people there.
17. Moonlight was 17. Shape of Water, which you call the fish movie, is 18.
18, yeah.
19 was the last live one. No, 20. Yeah, 19, which is when Parasite won. 20 was over Zoom.
Parasite was live. Yeah. Then that's the last we've seen of it.
Wait.
Actually,
what was last year?
Garbage.
Hold on, what was
back.
Last year?
Parasite was 2020. Yeah. The movie is from 19, but it's from 2020. February 9th was the award show. So it was the last live one.
All right, 944 ESPN 97.5. Guess who's coming to my house Thursday to install the mosquito murdering system?
Mm-hmm.
Scott McGrath's peeps. That's who. So this is what's happening. If you, this is the perfect time to do this too, because it's not yet, you know, scalding hot, but you are going to be in your backyard. This is when you use your backyard, when the kids are home, when you're, if you're by the, if you use, you've got a pool or if you've got an outdoor patio, if you've got an outdoor kitchen, the mosquito murdering system is the best. It's not called that. I call it that, but this is what they do. They murder all the mosquitoes in your backyard. It is awesome. Chuck McGrath came over. He explained it to us, what it does and everything else. And they're going to come to your home and install that. And it's not, I mean, they can't guarantee it, but they say, listen, we're going to kill the mosquitoes in your backyard. And if you want your kids out, if you're going to be out there with your kids and you're going to enjoy, you like to enjoy the backyard in the summer, it's terrible out there. So it doesn't have to be anymore. You've got Scott McGrath and you've got all those great people over at McGrath Pest Control. And then if you've got termites or mosquitoes or ants or roaches or fleas or whatever, listen, get rid of them. If you've got bed bugs, what kind of person are you if you have bed bugs? Get rid of these things. Call Scott McGrath and let him come to your home and save your family. 281-469-8240. 281-469-8240. Just the best. It's locally owned and operated. We love to spend our money locally, and that's what Scott McGrath is. Local, been here forever. McGrathPestControl.com.
This is ESPN 97.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Mel Kiper might be disappointed in his Micah Parsons number 9 overall pick.
Well, talent-wise, I think he's probably one of the top 6 players in the draft.
But when you incite a riot in your high school and you have to transfer because of it, when you put your,
put your junk
all over another player,
sexually
A teenage?
Do we call it a sexual? It's not a sexual assault.
Well, if you put your penis, it your was stuff a, on a teammate's butt cheeks when he wasn't looking for it, yeah, I think it's an assault.
It was sexual actions in a hazing. By the way, a verbal, like physical confrontation, beating guys up type hazing. Micah Parsons, every time I say Micah Parsons could fall for character concerns, and people like, excuse me, what is this? Just Google. I don't want to talk.
Apparently, he yelled gun in the school cafeteria.
What?
Yeah.
And incited a riot. It went completely ballistic. There's multiple things. Mike is that guy. And like, teams will tell you, I just don't know if we want to deal with him.
Wow. Yeah,
but he's super talented, though.
I don't know. I don't know. We'll see who takes. I mean, now in a pro locker room, you think he's going to get away with this? I know he's an alpha, but do you think he's going to get away with this stuff? Or guys will go, well, you know, he'll get a beat down doing stuff like that. I don't know. But I don't know that you want that guy to be one of your leaders in your locker room at any level. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5.
Remember to save time at 9. I'm going to tell a lie. I'm going to tell one thing that is the truth and four things that are lies.
Okay.
And we'll have to see.
Which one?
And we'll let the listeners try to spot it, too.
Okay.
We'll get their shot.
All right. We'll do that before you leave, before Dell plays a certain sounder here before you go. Michael is here, though, on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Michael.
What's up, dudes? Hey, Mel Kiper is such trash. That guy's got so much money, and yet he still has like a Frankenstein flat top hairdo. Like, get the hell out of here. But anyways, I don't know if you guys have gone over this, but what I've heard, like, trade value for Deshaun is like one first round pick now, or like, I don't know if you guys have gone over that or not, but like, what is like his real value now? I mean, obviously it's going to be next year. I don't think anything's going to happen this year. So
it's incomplete. It's pause. There is no value right now. You can't have a value for a player who has court cases. So there is no value. No one wants to trade for him. The Texans can't trade him. There is no value. The question is, what does his value become, and when does it become that? And I think immediately once the checks are scratched off and the NFL designates what they believe their punishment is going to be, immediately there's a draft value. I mean, there's a trade value. So if the league says it's six games, immediately the Texans could trade him if they wanted to a team. Now, what does that look like? What does a trade value look like, John? I think if you waited until next year, not this year, but if you waited until next year,
yeah,
I think that trade value goes back up. It goes way back up to where it was.
Yeah.
Where it was before this happened.
Yeah.
I think if you act too soon, you're going to give up. You got to wait for that stock to go back up. Deshaun his stock has plummeted. So now you got to wait for that stock to go back up, and that's going to happen over time. And once it does go up, there will be value in the trade.
Yeah.
You have to wait, though.
No, you cannot. It's impossible to trade him this year. And even if he has to sit and you have to pay him, his $10 million this year, and it goes and it skyrockets next year to the $156 million deal. You have zero value for him right now. So yeah, I mean, not zero value, but you're certainly not going to get your value that you have to have for him. So no, you wait. I can see him doing something stupid and trading him right away, though. I can certainly see that. I can see the Texans doing something stupid. Okay. No, Michael, I don't know what his value is now. I know it's not what it will be a year from now. All right. So you got a little game for us. What is it?
Okay. My game is spot the lie.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Ready.
I've got headlines and you have to spot the lie. Well, go through one more thing. I got to write one more down. I got to get the fifth one. I had to scratch one.
Oh,
this is going to be good.
Because
you and Dell talked about something.
He wasn't ready for his big segment.
Well, I forgot. I actually threw this away. I actually threw all my paper away.
Yeah, so he had to go back into the garbage.
In the trash and get it out.
Yeah, I mean, so, okay. Well, Dell, I don't, what, I don't, Del, do you, is there something that you wanted to add here?
So as we wait for Lance, because he got us all hot and bothered about his potential segment.
Yeah.
I don't know. We could talk. We didn't mention Jamal Murray may have just cratered the Nuggets title hopes. If you guys missed it last night, while Steph Curry was going for, what, 53? And
becoming the Warriors all-time leading
scorer. Late in that game, Jamal Murray lands awkwardly and got an MRI almost immediately. They're not sure about it, but it looks from a non-doctor. Even an actual doctor said just from the video, it looked like he tore his ACL, and the Nuggets are a legit title contender, and Jamal Murray may be done for the year. So that one's kind of – now everyone thinks it's the Lakers and possibly the Clippers, but if you knock the Nuggets out of the mix, that changes the title discussion. So that happened late last night. Are you ready now, sir?
Yeah, good job on the Jamal Murray, the knee thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is called Spot the Lie. One of these is true – and four of them are lies. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
B.
Oh. Wait. A Michigan man was robbed at gunpoint in his bed with the robber pointing a pistol and demanding both of his cats, but only ended up getting one cat, a literal cat burglar, and he was arrested by police on a chase.
I already know the answer to this.
Number two. Then let Del play. Or let callers play. You don't know the...
We ain't got time for that. This.
Number two, a Kentucky man murdered his sister over her choice of a karaoke song, I Hate Everything About You by Kid Joe. At a child's birthday party in Barcelona, a Shetland pony kicked a toddler into a basketball hoop, and it was a make as the toddler went through the hoop. A woman in New Jersey has implanted cat whiskers for eyelashes. And in Minnesota, two trans twins in Minnesota married another pair of trans twins, but in separate weddings.
One of these now, is wait. True.
One of those is true. Let callers.
One of these is only one of the five is true.
Right.
Only one of the five is true. They all sound like they could be news of the weird stuff. Real quick, 713-780-3776. Let's see, Del. Do you have your idea?
I was under the impression that, because I don't pay attention to you, that four of them were false.
They are four of them.
I thought four of them were real.
Yeah. It would be better if you did four real and one was false.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just ruined the game. Congratulations to Lance.
Well, I can redo that game.
No, we don't have time
for
that.
These are all pretty good.
We don't have time.
These are all pretty good.
I don't believe.
Which is the least real of all?
The Shetland pony doesn't have the range for
that.
You're not kicking a baby.
That would be sweet though if it happened.
A Shetland pony.
You could see a video.
How could he kick him through
the hoop? Is a 10-foot hoop? A hoop's hoop?
No, it's a child's hoop. It's a child's hoop.
But how does the baby fit through the child's hoop?
It's a toddler.
Still.
But it was a 10-foot goal. Like it was a regular circumference. The Shetland pony in my mind. That would be pretty sweet.
The Shetland pony would have
boom.
First of all, it would have to get the levers to kick the baby up and arc it into the hoop.
Yeah,
that's not realistic.
What's the second least likely?
I
just want to put Barcelona in there.
I don't even remember your story, to be honest.
Kentucky man murdered his sister over the choice of a karaoke song. Michigan man robbed at gunpoint. A cat burglar robbed him of two cats. A woman in New Jersey has implanted cat whiskers for her eyelashes, and two trans twins in Minnesota married another pair of trans twins in separate weddings.
I believe the last story is the most likely to be real.
Okay, I'm going to circle that.
Cat burglar's real.
Cat burglar's real.
Yeah, didn't you already know that? But you knew that already. So that's why
he tried to ruin the whole game. I know the answer to this.
That's why your game stunk.
Can you let people play?
That's why you
jumping in.
But you had to immediately change the game because
twins sounds real.
But you had to immediately change the game because only one of them is real. And John already said he knew the story.
Right. I know. That's why I had to try to.
Right.
Because John did ruin it right off the bat.
I didn't ruin anything.
Del, did he ruin it? I already know the answer.
See, I didn't think he ruined
it. It was a dumb game to begin
initially
with.
Initially, because I thought four
How
of them
could you
were.
You ruin a bad game.
Well,
no, it was a
point.
Good game. You should have waited for
four
everything
of them
gone
should
through.
Have been real and one should have been false, not the other way around. Because
right.
John already had the real one immediately.
Does this sound real, though? A woman
and
in
you
New
gave
Jersey?
The real one first.
Yeah.
You're terrible at this game.
No, I'm not, because the real one never goes first. You always bury it. That's why I did that. But, you always bury it second or third.
But when an individual tells you, I've already heard this story, you immediately have to scrap your game.
Well, because that's how bad he is. He ruins it.
You know what?
I thought the woman
again,
with the cat...
Again, how can you ruin
a terrible game? You know
I thought
what?
The woman who had cat whiskers is a pretty good one for eyelashes. That sounds like something that could happen, too. Have I wouldn't be shocked if it happened.
For eyelashes.
You can trim them.
You know what else should happen?
Bye, bitch.
That should happen.
Good. That's great.
Beat it.
And be ready at 11 o'clock.
Oh, you got a video. You guys doing a video?
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe, maybe not.
Oh, good shot.
Yeah, I don't even have to see the basket.
How about that? All right.
What a terrible way.
It was a
in
terrible,
his time here.
Terrible game.
That was a good game. John just took all the steam.
All right, we're done.
And I fooled you, by the way.
I think you've already heard.
He's such a clown. What's he doing?
I dabbed on him. We're done with this.
Thank you. AJ chimed in. Bye, Lance. Everyone is right. Lance messed up the game
rules. I didn't mess up the game rules. They're my game.
It's a terrible.
It wasn't terrible until John. You still missed. You still didn't even get it
because
right.
Because I thought that it
was. Why'd you get dabbed on?
Everyone is right. Lance messed up the game rules. John spoiled the answer.
It's all screwed up. Notice the only one who did get any blame is me.
You.
Now we're going to break. Bye.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.